Chapter 45, Hector and Andromache. Hector felt a great rush of love run through him as he saw his son. Scamandrius was his name, and in his father's eyes he was as radiant as a star. Andromache had tears in her eyes. "Have you no pity for him?" she asked. "Your bravery will be the death of you. Your son will be without a father, and what about me? You are my husband, my father, mother, and brother. You are everything to me. Pity me, and do not go." "I am not a coward," said Hector. "I will not retreat from battle. I will fight bravely, and my father's glory will be mine." Andromache looked away. "In my heart and soul, I know that Troy will fall," Hector said. "Priam will die, and all his people with him. But that means nothing to me, for you will be a slave in another man's house. Let me die before I see the Greeks drag you away." "And when I am slave," Andromache said, "they will look at me and say, 'Look, there is the wife of Hector, bravest of the Trojans.'" Hector bent down toward his son. The boy screamed and turned his face away, crying. He did not recognize his father in his great helmet. Hector laughed, and Andromache could not help laughing too. Hector took off his helmet, picked up his son, and kissed him. The boy became quiet and began to smile. "Let him be a better man than his father," Hector said, holding him up. "Let him be a joy to his mother's heart." Hector gave his son to his wife. She pressed him close and forced herself to smile through her tears. Hector saw this, and a great sorrow filled his heart. Stroking her gently, he repeated her name softly and said, "No man can escape his fate." He put on his helmet and turned toward the gates. He turned back to look at his wife. He looked at her, trying to remember every last detail of her. The gates opened, and Hector went out onto the battlefield.